The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday, the 19th of May, and we are looking at some beautiful weather here in the Sunshine State of Florida. I'm sitting in Janet's office. Janet is on vacation until next Thursday when she returns for her regular schedule, and she will be available from 11 to 2 next Thursday on the 25th when she returns. Friday, she'll be here from 4 to 7, and Saturday, she'll be here from 1 to 5. We got a great, great show today. Over the years, my guest and myself have always promoted the benefits of prevention. And prevention is what Save-A-Lot is all about. We try and give you the best selection of products that you can start using to help prevent illnesses from occurring in the future. We're not miracle workers, but we do like to insist upon our customers that they look at every angle of how they can improve their health. And I think one of the angles, so to speak, that we look to improve health with is a positive attitude. And a positive attitude, in my opinion, goes along with spirituality. And our very, very special guest today, Dr. Michael Schwartz, is going to talk to us about spirituality. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, Al. And how are you today?
I'm doing great. It's a pleasure to have you back on. And I think the topic that we are speaking about today really goes a long way in helping people that are facing serious illnesses, that don't want to face serious illnesses in the future, and how they can improve their overall life. So I'm going to let you take it from here, and I'll join in with you as we continue on with this discussion. But I think first you want to make mention of the fact, your history, because you have a fantastic history of how you've progressed in the natural product industry and how you've been able to help countless thousands of people in the area of improving health with spirituality.
Thank you, Al. Well, you know, it all started with the health food industry, interestingly enough, because whenever you're healthy, you can really begin to think clearly, see clearly, and understand deeply. And what occurred for me was that in working with clients, because as you know, before I ever started the company, I had a nutritional practice, and what occurred to me one day, I had an epiphany that so much of this is caused by emotions. And then when I started to look into emotions, and one particular disease, cancer, really rattled my cage in the sense that it really said, take a look at what's going on here. People are developing cancer, and there are four emotional causes: anger, frustration, resentment, and guilt. And guilt, by the way, is the biggest culprit from a different point of view, especially when it comes to spiritual matters, because almost everybody to some degree is quote-unquote religious. Well, being religious is not necessarily the same as being spiritual. When you're religious, you're into the dogma and the tenets, and you follow them religiously, almost dogmatically. And that actually ends up hindering an individual's perspective of reality. It shades their perspective. And then because man teaches guilt, God does not teach guilt, which is interesting, but man does. And so the guilt is something that eats at you. When in truth, there's no reason for us to have diseases. All diseases, from my point of view, are the result of emotional conflict, and all emotional conflict, even negative emotional responses, come out of doubt and fear. And the doubt and fear is based on some levels, aspects of self that are not understood and not accepted and are suppressed to some degree. And it is the suppression that creates the agitation, which begins the process of inflammation, and then the inflammation just takes us down the road. Because whenever there's inflammation, it's your mind's way of telling you, pay attention. I have been talking to you for months, for years, for decades. I've given you symbols, I've given you dreams, I've given you accidents. You've not made any changes in your life whatsoever. Your mindset is still the same. So now, I'm tired of talking to you. I'm going to give you a disease or a condition so that you pay attention. Because every part of the body has a energetic, or I use the word symbolic, but some people would call it energetic healing. For me, the healing, it is energetic, but it's really based on understanding. If you understand the root cause of the conflict, then you know where to put your attention. And your attention is what you use to manifest your will. So in this case, we want to be well. We want to be healthy. So we need to visualize that part of our body that's damaged or in disharmony and see it in its natural state. And the reason you want to do that is because now you're using your mind, you're using your imagination. And by the way, your mind is kind of like a biocomputer, and your imagination is your screen. So see what it is you want to occur, to achieve, what you want to bring back into balance and harmony. In fact, years ago in New York, there was a physician who used imagination and visualization to heal cancer. And what he did is he had his clients go into a meditative state, prayer state, it's all the same difference, and visualize that they were in a wagon train, that the cancer cells were a wagon train in a circle, and Native Americans were the immune system attacking the wagon train and eventually eliminating all of the aspects of the wagon train, the people in the wagon train. So by using visualization, he was able to have people cure cancer by directing the immune system to attack negative cells.
Mike, let me ask you a question on the subject of cancer. Would you venture to say that is probably the most prescribed type of illness that people turn to spirituality for?
Yes, they do. But they don't turn to spirituality, Al, as much as they turn to their religion. And they go back to the fear. See, what people fail to realize on one level is that we are spiritual beings in a material body. So, in essence, you know, on some levels, man has created a situation where he says you need to go through a middleman to get to God. Well, you know, I come from a Jewish background, and so from a Jewish background, it's a completely different perspective than a Christian background. And so because of the way that Christianity is approached, and growing up Jewish, you're never allowed, and we, you know, you live in a Jewish neighborhood, you don't talk to anybody who isn't Jewish, and you grow up that way. Well, I have a curious mind. And so I started going to church with a couple of buds that I made from high school. Mm-hmm. And that got me to thinking and questioning and challenging not only my own religion, but all religions. And it's out of doubt and fear, Al, that people run back to their religion. You know, I was reading something yesterday by Krishnamurti, and he had said, in order for there to be really change in the world, there has to be a change of mindset. And as long as doubt and fear is operating in people's lives, then they're going to run to the standard religion, because you hear it every day. You hear, you know, praise Jesus, thank the Lord, oh, thank you, Jesus. Well, you know, Jesus said in the Gospel according to Thomas, that if you're going to do any prayers or give alms or give thanks, do it in private. Do it in quiet. God knows. You know, anytime I hear people say praise the Lord or thank Jesus, it makes me feel, makes me think that, you know, they're looking for our man's approval, not God's. God knows what's going on. She's in touch with everything. That sometimes throws people, too. At any rate, yes, people out of fear and doubt run to religion. The seekers, those who want greater answers and a deeper truth, they're the people who seek spirituality. You know, it's really interesting, Al, that both in Judaism and Christianity, you know, they actually do talk about reincarnation. I think it's somewhere in the Torah. I don't remember where, but it is somewhere in the Torah. And in the Old Testament, in Exodus, God talks, or in Ecclesiastes, God talks about karma, which is another spiritual concept. And there, and that's in Ecclesiastes 3:15. So if anybody wants to go look it up, go look it up, and I think you should, because the first part of that teaching is about patterns of behavior and cycles. And that's why you get sick. You set yourself up to be ill, believe it or not, okay? There's no reason why we cannot be healthy, viable, agile human beings up until the time we leave, which would be 120 years. Now, personally, I think we can live beyond that, but it may be a set system. You know, Moses, you know, and there's the symbology of it, which is also interesting from another point of view, that the only reason Moses never got to see the promised land was because he drew water out of a rock because of the people's doubt. And water is symbolic of life. Rock is symbolic of defenses. You use rocks, you know, in the Old Testament, we used rocks to kill people. We attacked them with it. You still can use rocks to attack. You also can use rocks to build an edifice that will protect you. So defenses protect you. So rocks, so that's why Moses wasn't able to go to the promised land. And the promised land is a state of mind. Whenever you have doubt and fear, you are limited and restricted as to where you can go in your mind. And what doubt and fear do, they are the fundamental source of every disease and condition known to man, even though in your diseases and conditions, there is no known cause. Isn't that interesting?
Michael, it certainly is. And I know we're coming up on our first intermission. So what we ought to do is we'll leave doubt and fear at this particular moment, and when we come back from the first intermission, we'll resume our conversation about doubt and fear, because I think he's bringing up some valid points that people that are facing these different illnesses, specifically cancer, should adhere to some form of spirituality, as we are discussing today, to help them overcome. As you pointed out, when people can visualize how to eliminate cancer cells from the body, using a wagon train as an example. And I think that was a great point that you brought out, because people have to understand what they have to do. They can't rely on other people. They have to be able to do it themselves. You're listening to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. Our very special guest today is Dr. Michael Schwartz, who's speaking to us from Texas. And we will be back in just a couple of minutes, so stay tuned.
Hi, this is Janet for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour, and I would love to introduce you to the fabulous staff at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. Meet Anita Arabia. Hi, Anita.
Hi, Janet.
Tell our listeners what you do at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center.
I spend my time running around Save-A-Lot, making all the customers and employees happy.
And I know you do a fabulous job, and you're there every single day?
5 days a week.
5 days a week. Okay. And what are some of the things that you do there? Do you do ordering? Okay.
Yes. I do a little bit of everything.
Yes, yes, and yes. And so when people hear the name Anita Arabia, they will know that you're very much a part of keeping them happy customers at Save-A-Lot.
Yes, I hope so. Thank you, Janet.
Are you looking for expert advice on how to improve your health? Now you can conveniently schedule consultations with Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionalist at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Janet is a licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet offers consultations in her office with convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. Janet will educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. Her areas of expertise include allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Come see Janet, and she'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center and tune in to hear Janet on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour, Monday through Friday, 10 to 11 a.m., right here on WNN.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It's Friday, the 19th of May, and our very, very special guest today is Dr. Michael Schwartz, and we're speaking about the issue of spirituality and how that particular method can help people overcome some serious illnesses. Janet Cimarelli is on vacation. She will be returning next Thursday, and she'll be available on the 25th, which is next Thursday, from 11 o'clock till 2 o'clock, on Friday from 4 to 7, and Saturday from 1 to 5. But I'd like to get back now to the point we left off at, Michael, with doubt and fear.
Yep. You know, what's really interesting about them, Al, that the flip side is courage and confidence. You know, that's what I love about reality from a different point of view, is that wherever there's a positive, there is a negative. Wherever there's a negative, there's a positive. We do live in a plane of duality. So what happens with doubt and fear is that it ends up creating the disease, all diseases. And for cancer, there are seven fundamental causes of cancer. And I've actually written a little book on it called The Seven Causes of Cancer. And they are viruses, free radicals, and chemicals. More than anything else, the diet is the killer and the mindset. And then you have your anger, frustration, resentment, and guilt. Now, if you're dealing with cancer, here's the thing to do. First off, and this is all the emotional aspect stuff and the nutritional stuff. I know Al is a whiz, and he can help you, and Janet and Anita, I know the staff there, they're fabulous. They're very deeply knowledgeable people, so you can rely on them. But from an energetic point of view, get yourself a blank sheet of paper. On the left-hand column, write down what it is that makes you angry. Separate sheet of paper for frustration, separate for resentment, and separate for guilt. Left-hand column, what makes you angry? Right-hand column, why? And whatever your first answer is, disregard it. Why? Because the mind is a wonderful, logically rationalizing, justifiable device. So whatever it is, you can rationalize it away, you can justify it, don't. Dig deeper. You know, Jesus taught a couple of things that the church doesn't teach. First off, there were four things that everybody on the planet should know and look at and listen to Jesus from a different point of view, and that is that of a prophet, that is of a teacher. He was a rabbi, okay? That's a teacher. First thing is that the kingdom is within you. It's not without. God doesn't live in the heavens. In fact, in the gospel according to Thomas, he says, if they tell you that God is in the heaven, the birds will precede you. If they tell you it's in the ocean, the fish will precede you. The kingdom is within you and without. I think that's also in Luke as well. Number two, Jesus always said, do my sayings, keep my words, follow my words, not me, the words. Why? Because the words were the original people who followed Jesus were called Gnostics. They were all the Jews who, they came out of the Essene movement, which Jesus and John and Joseph and Mary and Zechariah all came from. They came out of the Essene movement, which was designed to raise humankind's level of understanding so that we could master the material plane and free ourselves from this level of life. You know, Jesus even said, many will come and do the work that I do, even greater works. Well, no one showed up for 2,000 years. Why is that? Because no one teaches the truth. And there's a passage in Matthew that Jesus lays it out very clearly, and he says, you know, make for the straight gate. Narrow is the path that leads to life, and few are they who find it. Why? Because we are all taught, no matter what religion you're in, and what philosophy you subscribe to, Buddhism, Shinto, Zoroaster, Judaism, doesn't matter. We're all taught to look outside of ourselves. And the truth is, the answer is within you. You know, it's like when I do my counseling, I don't have any answers for anybody. However, based on the universal teachings, I know where I can help them look in themselves to understand. As an example, we'll go back to cancer. Cancer eats you up alive, okay? So there's the anger, there's the resentment, the frustration, the guilt, okay? Eats you up alive. Where the cancer strikes, and we'll take breast cancer because it seems to be one of the most common cancers for women. And men are developing it now, too, in record numbers, which is interesting. But from a female perspective, it is the breast that men and women, you know, we identify, there is a female. You can't tell by long hair anymore. And men are so clean-shaven, you can't tell from behind whether it's a male or a female. So the only really discerning marks are the breast. That's the one prominent feature that separates the genders. Now, when there's breast cancer, what that tells me is that that woman is dealing with concepts about the role of a female. And on some levels, she either is in a relationship where the expectation is such for her to be whatever, I'll leave that, you know, whatever, that's not for me to know, but the expectation is on that level for her to be this particular thing, and if it's not in keeping with her concepts or her belief about what the role of a woman is, you can begin to see the emotional turmoil. There may be resentment. You know, he expects me to do this all the time, or expects this or that or whatever. So you can begin to see that when we maintain a particular gender and we have particular concepts that create our patterns of behavior that set in motion these issues. And then the person themselves will end up setting it, or let me rephrase that, we call it a setup, but they end up moving in the direction and creating a diet that will guarantee that they will get sick, that they will get cancer. It's like cancer people, even cancer doctors, who I think, I'm not going to comment.
Okay.
They don't tell people to change the diet. It's the diet that's got to be changed, and you must do supplementation. You know, when the doctors tell you, look, if I thought you needed vitamins, I would have told you a long time ago. No, they don't want you well. It's not in their best interest. The only people who want you well are people like Al, who have been committed to healing and servicing and helping people regain their health. Because when you're healthy, you can think straight. You can see the truth of what's going on. And truth is something you must seek out. Because the more you understand, the more you grow. You know, I have a favorite saying, the more you know, the more you grow.
Mm-hmm.
And the more you understand, the less chance that doubt and fear have an opportunity to work and manifest in your life.
So, let me ask you a question, Michael. We're speaking about doubt and fear. If you associate with people that are not of the same like-minded conscientious effort that you're putting forth with spirituality, what does that do to the individual?
It makes it a very difficult and disharmonious relationship. It makes a lot of suppression. And then, in fact, because of that, because on some levels, Al, it almost moves into, I'm doing everything for you, and, you know, or it hurts.
Well, I agree.
Where I was going with this and where my mind went was to the concept of sacrifice. And where people are caretakers, and it's usually there's somebody in the family, not in every family, but in some families, there's always somebody who is the caretaker, the giver. They take care of everybody, and they neglect themselves. So that's on one level one kind of a setup. And then because they are who they are, some of the other people do not feel that they need to do anything for that person, because obviously that person has it together because they're doing for everybody. Mm-hmm. And in the reality, that person is resenting the fact that no one is nurturing them. No one is doing for them. So in that regard, they begin to get into resentment. Now, I think I kind of went off track on your original question. And I think from my experience in dealing with clients, it's very difficult. In some instances, it can lead to divorce, especially if the other partner is so adamant about their religion versus a person's spirituality. There can be great difficulty. And another thing that takes place is that in some religions, you know, look, we marry people who fulfill our expectations and our concepts of what we think love is. And a lot of that is based, you know, or some of that is also, you know, the religious affiliation. We both have to believe the same thing. Well, the thing with life is that as you grow, you should be changing. You should be evolving out of wherever it is you've been into someplace new. That's what life is about. It's all about evolution. Well, in some relationships, because the dogma is so entrenched, one partner is the seeker and the other partner is steadfast. No, this is the way we believe. This is the way it is. By the way, that's the arthritic individual talking. This is how we handle it. This is the way God is, period. And so the partner who is seeking a greater truth, a deeper understanding of self and life and God, conflict. Conflict can lead not only to physical disharmony in terms of diseases and conditions, but also to ultimately to divorce, because they're no longer connected in any way, shape, or form.
Well, let me interject by saying that I grew up, as you did, in a Jewish environment. My whole family was entirely Jewish, some of them Orthodox Jews, as opposed to conservative or what they would call non-practicing Jews.
Yeah, the Reformed.
Exactly. And the point that I think you're bringing up is a valid point, because when we grew up, you hung around with the people of your religion.
Yep.
You married the people of your religion.
Yep.
And you stayed with the people of your religion because it was not proper to divorce anybody. Today,
right,
society has changed so dramatically. There are so many interracial marriages, so many intermarriage relationships with different religions, and you're dealing with a whole scope of things that we never envisioned 50 or 60 years ago because of the way we grew up. And I think that the point you're bringing up, people have to understand they have to change. We're coming up on an intermission. Maybe when we come back, we can pursue this a little bit greater, Michael.
Absolutely.
You're listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. This is Al Foreman. Our very, very special guest is Dr. Michael Schwartz. And we're on the topic of spirituality, which goes in conjunction with how the body has to heal with prevention. So stay tuned. We have a lot more information to share with you. We'll be right back.
Channa Juice is the innovative way to get the benefits of super juices in two easy-to-swallow capsules. Pomegranate benefits without the sugar. Acai, noni, koji berry magnesine, lychee in two easy-to-swallow capsules. Easy to carry with you to work, when traveling, or just too busy to juice. Antioxidants that provide immune support benefits in two capsules. Find out more at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, a half mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Center. Come in and speak to our friendly and knowledgeable team.
Health and happiness are high priority, but so is the health of your budget. That's where Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers addresses all of your health and nutrition needs. With EDLP, everyday low pricing, no need to wait around for special sales. Every day of every week, you can find the health-supporting items you have come to rely on at the prices that fit your pocketbook. Info at SaveALotNutritionCenters.com.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save A Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday, the 19th of May, and we're speaking with a very special guest, Dr. Michael Schwartz. The Save A Lot Nutrition Center is located at 3105 North State Road 7 in the city of Margate. We're just a half a mile south of Sample Road on 441, also known as State Road 7. When you get to the corner of Northwest 31st Street, make a right turn, and you'll see our beautiful building with the Save A Lot Nutrition Center sign right outside. This is the Penn Dutch Shopping Center, and we are in the south end. Penn Dutch Supermarket is on the north end. And as a reminder, if you haven't heard any shows since yesterday or the day before, we are running an additional 10% off on through the end of June on all the everyday low prices we have here at Save-A-Lot. And we're speaking about many, many manufacturers you're well aware of, including Michael's, which is a line of vitamins and supplements produced and manufactured by Dr. Michael Schwartz. So we want to get back to the topic as it relates to the religious aspect of how two people in different religions, how interracial couples and people of different faiths can get together and come up with a happy compromise that enable people to fight the dreaded illness of cancer.
You know, you just said something that really shone a light in my mind. And it was, you know, in terms of everybody finding a common thread, and it's simple, G-O-D, God. There is no other middleman. You know, again, going back to the kingdom is within, and by, just so that we're clear, I am not a messianic Jew. I don't believe that Jesus is going to save me, because what Jesus taught was you have to save yourself. You know, one of the things that the church doesn't say is that everything that Jesus brought to the world were universal teachings. In fact, I wrote a book called The Universal Teachings Handbook, where, you know, some of the things, like one of the things Jesus said is you cannot serve two masters, which I want to go back to that in a minute. But he said you cannot serve two masters. You cannot serve God and mammon. Well, the first person who said that may have been Confucius or Buddha. I don't remember which. I think Confucius says you cannot make two paintings at the same time. Alexander the Great said you cannot brook two streams at the same time. So the teachings are all based on the immutable laws of God, and they apply to everyone, regardless of whatever your religion is, your philosophy, your doubt, your atheism. It really doesn't matter. The laws are the laws. This is the way life is. This is the way it should be lived and should be worked. So, from a prevention point of view, I would say to all of our Jewish listeners, stop eating kreif and stop eating chazerai. It's garbage. What do you want to put that crap in your body for? To my Christian friends, I would say what I'm going to tell you, what I told a pastor who said to me, actually he was a deacon in a church, and he said to me, Michael, because he attended one of my staff trainings, and he said, Michael, how do I tell, you know, my people want me to tell my parishioners something about health. How do I get them into a healthy mindset? And I said, well, you know, it's really, to me, it's really very simple. Use the analogy, the parable of Jesus chasing the money changers out of the temple courtyard. Remember, we are taught that the body is the temple of God. Treat it with respect. Feed it properly. You know, what in Jewish, chazerai means junk, garbage. So I would say to you, stop eating in the fast food stores. Start shopping in the health food store. Start eating organic food. Take high-potency supplements. Because if you're eating the American diet, you're guaranteed to have an illness or a condition, number one. You're guaranteed to be on meds, which will take you even further down the road towards that dimensional doorway called death. Okay? They don't care about you. Look, you take two people, take a man and a woman, put them in a room, three are going to come out. No cost. We are disposable. unfortunately. So the only one who really cares about you and the only one who's going to do anything to help you actually is God and you. Period, mm-hmm. Because God is within you. You're never placed in a situation that you cannot master, even cancer. And look at the pharmaceutical companies. They're preying on your fear of dying with cancer. What's the new drug? Opioid? If you take Opioid, you can live an extra month. What's it going to cost you? $100,000? So your kids are denied everything, but the medical community and the pharmaceutical industry has sucked you dry. You have nothing for your children, nothing for your grandchildren, and it's all based on your own fears of dying. Well, life is endless, number one. We're energy. You know, energy cannot be created nor destroyed. Some of us call that energy God. And so because life cannot be destroyed, why be afraid of dying? I mean, it's not to say go out and live crazy. We all have a purpose here, and our purpose is to, one, clean the temple, make sure we have a healthy temple, and when it comes to the mind, that you are more of a spiritual being than you are a religious being, because religion is following man's dogma. Spiritual would be to follow the universal teachings and the laws of God. When you do that, when you are in harmony with the creative flow, the creative continuum, then there's no room for disease to manifest. When you understand, there's no emotional conflict. When you have eyes that see and ears to hear, you see the energy that's at work. It puts you in a position of strength, and so you can move forward. So from a unity point of view, find the common thread. Know that there's only one God in the entire universe. There is an energy behind everything. You see, because another concept comes up, and that is, what happens when the UFO lands here, a guy gets out, he's got 3 heads, 12 arms, 6 legs, and says, I am created in the image of God. Oh, my God, what are we going to do? So,
good question.
Is God a male? Is God a female? Or is it an energy? And as an energy, it's in all of us. So whenever you see another human being, stop looking through genderized eyes, number one. They're not male. They're not female. They are an aspect of God. They are a spiritual being. And that's how you should, and that's what Jesus was teaching, to love one another, accept each other, begin with self, that you are a incredible, wonderful, powerful, beautiful human being. And your mind, oh my God, what you can do with your mind. It's that ask and you shall receive. Right now, the asking you're doing is being done at a subconscious level. That's why you're sick. Because the illness, and there's another thing. I remember one day, and Al, you may have had the same experience in the early years of starting the business. I was counseling, and I could not fix this woman. You know, my rule of thumb when I was consulting was, you'll feel better in 3 days or you get your money back. When I do staff trainings on my products, I tell the clerks, you can tell the people in the store that if they don't feel good within, they don't feel better in 3 weeks, bring the product back. Okay, and get your money back.
Mm-hmm.
Look, you either know what you're doing or you don't. Life is really very simple, provided you stick to the basics in meaningful amounts. And the same thing with the spiritual laws. You stick to the basics, you can't go wrong. You won't get in trouble. It's really that simple. So prevention is everything. A mindset.
So let me just interject.
Dogmatic people, find people not only of like minds. To me, a like mind is fabulous, but what's more important, an open mind. Someone that you can converse with, someone who will stimulate your thinking, challenge your thinking, challenge your beliefs, challenge theirs. That opens up for great discussions, as long as you don't get into the religious, genderized eyes of, I am a Catholic male, I'm a Christian male, I'm a Buddhist woman, I'm a Shinto guy. Don't do it. Don't have a label. Don't wear a coat. Go naked into the conversation and approach your health from the same way. Start out naked. No preconceived ideas. Whatever junk food you're eating, there is a healthy alternative. There's an organic alternative. You see, one of the causes of cancer are the chemicals in the diet. Mm-hmm. And the chemicals are the garbage. And why do you continue to buy the garbage? Because you think the government really cares for you and you really believe that the FDA is looking out for your best interests? No. I spent 8 years on the national board, and I can tell you from experience, no. The FDA is funded by the chemical pharmaceutical companies. That's where a lot of their money comes from. And so their interest, their perspective, their considerations are pharmaceutically oriented. They're not oriented towards you. You want to be healthy? You have to take care of you. You want to be in harmony with God? You have to think straight. You have to understand the truth. You have to begin to develop eyes to see, ears to hear.
I have a question having to do with marriages. When you have two people with two different religions, is there a spiritual way for them to get together and focus on the one God to help the one person who's facing the illness overcome it with the help of their spouse?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm fabulous question, Al, and I'm glad you brought that up, because there's a thing that we call the discipline of unity. And the discipline of unity implies that whatever happens to your partner, to some degree, it's not only happening to you obliquely, so to speak, but that you are also part of the cause. That's a hard one for people. But
without
nonetheless, we are all 100% responsible for ourselves. And when we are in a unity situation, we are 100% responsible for whatever is happening to our partner. Why? Because there's two teachings in the Bible about this. In the Old Testament, it says a man should cleave unto his wife and they become one flesh. In the New Testament, Jesus says when the two become as one, they can move mountains. So, there's another interpretation to that, and that is your spiritual and material considerations being aligned, being in balance and harmony, and your male and female self being in balance and harmony, because men have estrogen in them and women have testosterone in them. So everything is a matter of coming to balance and harmony. So when you have two individuals, a male and a female, with two different mindsets about religion, then the unifying principle can be God. And I mean, it is God. One chooses to go through it this way, one chooses to go through that way. So the conversation has to be, honey, let's not choose a path. Let us both focus in on the same path, number one. Number two, let us use the techniques together. Okay, let's change our diets together. Let's supplement together. Let's do the visualizations together. Let's do the prayers together. And when I say prayer, I'm not saying that one should ask God for anything. And that's a whole other thing that, you know, you hear, you know, I think it leads to guilt when you ask God to do something for you. Because you're praying, you pray, you know, God help me with this, help me with that. It doesn't happen. Oh, well, then maybe I don't deserve it. And that's a terrible mindset, because God wants you to have everything. If it's not happening, it's because you have a belief within yourself that won't allow it to manifest. That's why you have to be able to ask and you shall receive. But the asking is not out there, it's inside. You know, in the Gospel according to Thomas, and this is something that I would say to couples, in the Gospel according to Thomas, the first teaching is, whoever shall find the explanation to these words shall not taste death, which is pretty powerful. And by the way, the Gospel according to Thomas was written while Jesus was alive, not 70 years after his death, which is what the Gospels, when mm-hmm. they were written. It's unfortunate that most people don't know the history of their own religions. At any rate,
we are coming up on an intermission, Michael.
You will be troubled. And when you're troubled, you will marvel and reign over the all. And what's saying there is that you need to look within yourself to understand why you think the way you do, why you act the way you do. Why, and why, and more of that, okay?
Now, right, hold that thought, Michael.
Inside your head,
hold that thought, because we're coming up on our last intermission.
Okay.
And we have to take a quick 2-minute break. let our listeners know you're listening to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. Our very special guest today is Dr. Michael Schwartz, and we're speaking about the issue of spirituality. One question I'd like to think about when we come back from the break is, do people have to attend the house of worship that they believe in to be able to talk to God? So think about that. When we come back, we'll explore it a little bit. This is Al Foreman for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. Our special guest, Dr. Michael Schwartz. Stay tuned. We'll be right back in a couple of minutes.
Save a Lot prices can't be beat. Come find New Chapter, Garden of Life, Mega Food, Kyolic, Quality of Life, Solgar, Nordic Naturals, Nature's Answer, Vibrant Health, Renew Life, Himalaya, Life Flow, Charo Formulas, so many different brands at unbelievable prices. Skincare, cosmetics, it's all here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 754-307-1655. Come see us. Come see the fantastic inventory, 3105 North State Road 7, Margate, 754-307-1655.
Bring your blood work. Bring your supplements. Talk about health issues. We can get your natural approach organized with your priorities in mind. Come on in 6 days a week. Call for Janet's hours at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 754-307-1655. Get started on your health plan today. Walk in and sign in to sit down with Janet Cimarelli, 3105 North State Road 7, Margate, a half mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday, the 19th of May. Our very, very special guest today is Dr. Michael Schwartz, and we're talking about the issue of spirituality and how it can help heal many different illnesses that you are faced with. You have to be a believer, and we at Save-A-Lot want to help you believe. We are running an additional 10% off the everyday low prices through now up until June 30th. So from today on, an additional 10% off the everyday low prices, and that includes all the brands that we have here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, whether it be vitamins, supplements, groceries, personal care, pet foods, doesn't make a difference. It's all going to be an additional 10% off through June 30th. So now is a good time to take advantage of these extra special prices. And if you want a quote or price as to what we charge, you can call the store at 754-307-1655. That's 754-307-1655, and whoever answers the phone will be more than happy to tell you what we have is an everyday low price on all the supplements that we carry here. Michael, getting back to my question before the break, does somebody need to attend the building or the house of worship that they care about and believe in to be able to get that spirituality?
No, it's not necessary to attend a man-made facade or edifice. I mean, we are in God's temple, and look what we've done to it. We've polluted the earth. We've polluted the air. We've polluted the water. We have no respect for God's temple. So, but we love man's. I mean, we have some beautiful temples, beautiful churches, synagogues, fabulous, great place to go spend a couple hours, listen to somebody, you know, teach. But the reality is, no, because it goes back to what was taught. The kingdom is within. We are in God's temple. You want to be a spiritual human being, a religious human being, then honor life. You know, people ask me, what is my religion? Because at this point in my life, I don't claim to be anything. I follow the universal teachings, which are, you know, again, based on the immutable laws of God, so they're applicable to everybody. And by being of that mindset, you can find commonality, really. You can find commonality with almost everybody. You can find a way to communicate. But as far as attending churches and things like that, I think that oftentimes, look, man is so insecure that I need your validation to tell me that I'm right in my belief. And so we aggregate and we validate each other. And that does not necessarily move a person forward. If you think about all the people in humanity who have moved us forward to the next level, they were not necessarily the thinkers and thought like everybody else thought. They saw something different. They pursued something different. They stepped out of the box, out of their dogma, out of the tenets. They questioned. You know, I made earlier in one of the last segments the thing in Matthew where, you know, Jesus says, make for the straight gate, narrow is the way that leads to life, and few are they who find it. The rest of that teaching says, broad is the way to destruction, and many there go, or something like that. I'm not a, you know, Bible freak where I quote. But the point is that the finding the truth of yourself is an inward journey. There's no need to go outside of you or to go and the only reason people go to churches, again, is for the camaraderie and the validation. Oh, God, good. I'm not alone in my belief system. Okay? It's a whole other animal. And I, like I say, I think, and I've said this many times, not once on the show, but I've said it many times, religion divides us. Because if I'm Presbyterian and you're Episcopalian, what about if you're Catholic and I'm Hindu? What about if you're Methodist and I'm Catholic? Okay? So religion divides us. One God, period, across the entire planet. And yet, man is the divider. Man is the evil. Man is the negative force. Man needs to wake up and move away from the dogma, move away from the organized religion, and start seeking to understand the truth and what it is that whoever your spiritual leader is and guru is, if they're not turning you onto and into yourself, you're being misled, period.
Michael, what is your feelings about discussing, again, religion and politics amongst people?
You know, I am crazy, Al. You know that. But there is a limit to my insanity. And, you know, they say, it's like I wrote a book about my life story for my granddaughter who's graduating high school this year. And in there, somebody who read my book said, oh, my God, well, wait a minute, there's something missing. Yeah, there's no sex, no drugs, no rock and roll. I don't mix politics and religion either.
Okay. Because that's a taboo. When you're with a social environment, it's something that you want to try and avoid.
Yes.
But getting back to the issues.
Yes.
So the issue of how people can overcome the spirituality of how do they, let's say, get to the first point to be able to speak to God in their own way.
Ah, fabulous question. I think the first part is beginning to understand how God works and how God communicates with you so that you can open up that channel of communication. Now, the story is this. God wants each and every one of us to come home. This is not home. We know that this is insanity because we're spiritual beings in a material world, and we know it's crazy. So we all want to go home. So the way to go home is by going within and resolving the man-made concepts that lead us astray, that block us from manifesting our spiritual power. So what God has done through our minds has created energetic situations to help you learn. Dreams are one of those things. Visions, accidents, happenings, meeting someone you haven't seen for 10 years, getting a phone call from a friend from way back when, all of those are your mind's way of telling you where you are in a pattern of behavior. This is what patterns of behavior are, why humanity's history continually repeats and why your personal history repeats. So one of the keys, and going back to Ecclesiastes, that which is now hath been and that which will be is now, that's a pattern of behavior flowing in a cycle. So the way that you begin to move forward is interpreting your dreams, questioning everything that happens to you. You stubbed your toe. Okay, where were you going? What were you thinking about? Where were you coming from? As opposed to, oh, I stubbed my toe. No, you didn't just stub your toe. Your mind made you stub your toe so that you could see what's going on and where you're going and to stop you and make you think. So the answer, the short answer, is thinking. People need to question and need to begin to develop eyes to see, ears to hear. They need to read symbols because your mind is giving you the guidance of not only what pattern is at work. See, when you understand the pattern of behavior that's at work, then you know the outcome, because the pattern, the outcome is always going to be the same. Even though the situation looks different, the energy is the same. That's why it's like women who are abused. They swear, and my daughter worked in an abuse center. You know, she was a counselor for a while. And they swear they're never going to get into that relationship again, never going to go to that kind of a man again. And yet, as soon as they're free and they're independent, what happens? They go and find that man again. Why? Or that kind of a man. Why? Because that's their concept of what a man is. He's an abusive. He's aggressive. He's domineering. It's also in keeping with her concept of a woman. I'm subservient. And also, there's an aspect to her personality where she will instigate the abuse, because that's her expectation. And that's the way life works. We live to fulfill our subconscious expectations of how we think life should be. So one must begin to climb inside their head, begin to question. You know, I have some...
Michael, hold that, because we're going to have to close the show, okay, unfortunately, at this time. But I would like to invite you back at some point in the near future to continue, because I think it's important for people to have that part of their life, knowing that they can pray to a God that they believe in to help overcome different illnesses and health challenges that they may have. You're a very special guest. I appreciate the time and effort that you shared with us today. Most informative and most enlightening and most spirituality. I thank you kindly.
Thank you, Al, for giving me the opportunity. I appreciate it.
Pleasure. We'll talk soon. And to all our listeners, thanks very much for listening. This is Al Foreman for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. We will be back on Monday. Take care and have a great weekend.
You've been listening to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.